Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Good morning, everybody. It's Brian, and Jan is still on sick leave, wishing her well, sending her great thoughts. Hopefully she'll be back soon. And today, I don't have a guest, so I have a topic I would love to talk to you guys about, and it is your brand. Now, business life transitions. We're all about either running a business or growing your life in one way, shape, or form, making it better. Or maybe you're going through transitions where you're moving from job to job, or things have changed and you had to find a new job, whatever it is. All of those things are kind of tied together in one thing, and that is creating a brand for yourself. So a lot of people don't think that, oh, I don't need to brand myself. And I would tend to agree, and most people that are working in corporate America, you're basically part of the brand of the business when you're in there. But there's nothing wrong with having a brand for yourself. As a matter of fact, it will help you to grow yourself, maybe even get a promotion, stick at a job longer. And especially if you're out in the marketplace, it is going to help you stand out from the crowd. So, you know, let's kind of look at what a brand is. All right? Well, a brand is basically your aura in the marketplace. Just like there's a different aura between Dunkin' Donuts and, say, Starbucks, where Starbucks is obviously this premier kind of coffee and Dunkin' Donuts is more of the average Joe's Joe, right? So that's their persona, and they know their niche in the marketplace. And it's so much more than, you know, just a logo, because a lot of people think branding is image, the logo, the colors, the fonts, that kind of stuff. No, it's so much more than that. In the case of, let's say, airlines, you can always tell a Southwest plane by the tail, by the color uniforms that the people wear. But brand is much more than that. We just stayed at a hotel called the Alexander in Indianapolis, and their brand is art. There is creative art everywhere. Every room has unique art in it. Every hallway has some kind of art exhibit in it. And so that's part of their brand. It's just this upscale, artsy type feel. But also, it's the quality of the people there. I mean, the people are just so nice, so accommodating, and anything you could possibly want, they made sure that you had. And that's part of their brand, is their people. So brand is much more than just, you know, the look and feel and the colors and things like that. In the case of an individual or human being, our brand could extend to a lot of different things. It could be a handshake. It could be the clothes that you wear. It could be the way that you introduce yourself. It could be a lot of different things. So your brand is how you present yourself to either job, you know, searches or the marketplace or however it is. And brands are multidimensional. For example, people can hear it in the way that you present, in your voice. They can see it, like I said, in what you wear. And they can read it in the way that you write. So the things that you post online, social media, the way you write your resume, the way you produce marketing materials, all of those things. So it's very multidimensional. And the more honed in your brand is, the better that people will remember it. So, for example, when I wrote It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, bacon became part of the brand. And so bacon is something that's universally either loved or hated. There's a bunch of vegetarians out there that want nothing to do with bacon, which I get, but it doesn't offend most of them. It just makes it memorable. So the bacon thing actually has a brand for me. It's you think of bacon, you think of Brian. And that is extended even when I gave a speech in Atlanta earlier this year. When I was speaking, I hired a chef to come into the back of the room and cook bacon right before I gave my presentation. The smell of bacon was wafting through the entire facility. It was conference center, and the entire conference center smelled like bacon. It made a huge impression on a lot of different people. They remembered I am the bacon guy. So that's the way I took the brand from, you know, it's a see, smell, touch, taste, all those kind of things. It really amplified it. With your brand, it could be a lot of different things. How you walk into a room, how you greet people. And so there's a couple of things that, you know, as a brand that you might want to consider doing, especially if you're getting out there and meeting people. Now, if you're in business or you're in the job search mode, it behooves you to get out and meet people and networking in one way, shape, or form. If you don't know what networking is, it's just getting out there and getting to meet people. And networking done at its best is where you help other people find opportunities and they will return the favor. It's not getting out there and trying to get hired. It's not getting out there and trying to sell yourself or your stuff or your products or services. It's just about meeting people and trying to find a way that you can be of service to them and they will remember you. And that is part of your brand, is how you help other people. I have what I call a golden Rolodex, meaning that I've got connections for just about anything you could possibly imagine. Whether it's something for your business or something for your home, I know people. If you need a photographer, I know three. If you need a plumber, I know three. I mean, I constantly go out and network, and I get to know people so that I can create this golden Rolodex. And it allows me to serve other people, and what it ends up being is a tool that ends up driving more business to me through referrals. In the case of you, if you get out there, and let's say that you're the unemployed person, all right? You're looking for a job. I go to networking events, and I constantly hear people say, hi, I'm Joe, and I'm in transition, and I don't know what I'm looking for, but I used to work here, and stuff like that. So what he's really saying is that he's hoping somebody's going to come up and hand him a job. It's much better if you go into this saying, I am Joe, and I am a person who helps other companies do whatever, accounting, bookkeeping, number crunching, whatever your talents are, whatever you've learned how to do, wherever your heart's at. Don't introduce yourself as in transition. Just say, I am a person who does this for other companies. And right now, I'm looking for that next company that needs my help. Rather than saying, I'm in transition, you know, I'm in between jobs. You know, just the way that you present that makes such a big difference in the way that people are going to view you and your brand. The other things that are really helpful, even if you're in transition, is get some business cards made up. I mean, just get a simple business card that says, hey, it's Joe, and don't say I'm in transition. I help companies do blah, blah, blah. So you at least know the very specifics. If you can hand that to somebody, and at least they have your contact information, your phone number, your email, and what you do. So it's not that expensive. You know, it costs as low as $20 to get 1,000 cards made up. The other thing you want to do is get a name tag. You don't, again, the more you look like and fit the part, the more people are going to pay attention. So get a name tag. They're cheap. They're $10. You can get them at from local sources, or I think even Office Depot / Office Max does them for around $10. So invest a little bit in your brand so that you are focused on letting people know who you are, what you do, and where you're going. Now, that same advice rings especially true for small businesses, is you want to have a good business card, you want to have a name badge. I actually have three of them. I've got one in my car, one in my iPad case, and one in my full briefcase that I carry around for my computer. So that way, if I'm, you know, have one of those things, I've always got one with me, and if not, I've always got one in the glove compartment of my car, so that I'm always ready for a networking opportunity where people don't know me, because not everybody does. Not everybody's going to know you. So it's always good to have that name badge. And be creative with it. You know, just don't put in your name. I put in Director of Direction because that's my title in B2B Interactive Marketing. And I have one made up for bacon, you know. So if I'm, you know, if I want to talk about that presentation or talk about my book, and I want to network under that guise, I can do that. So make sure that you have those things both as a, you know, person in transition or a small business person. The other thing that I think is incredibly important, and if you haven't done this, and this is great for any time, is buy your name. That's all it is. Just buy your name as a URL. If it's taken, put in your middle name. If you have to hyphens in there, whatever it is, I own brianbasilico.com. And so if you're John Smith, you may have a little bit harder time, but you could put in maybe John or Joe. Let's say Joe Smith. Joe is an accountant. So so you could buy maybe joesmithnumbers.com or joesmithaccounting.com. You know, just so that you have a place for people to get to and that you can control your own brand and your own name. And then what you do with that is just simply put up a one-page website. That's all you need to do. It could be your resume. It could be, you know, about just a landing page for your business. I put up there, I turned it into my speaker's page. So when somebody's looking for Brian Basilico, the speaker, I have a page specifically for that, with samples and all kinds of other things, testimonials and things on there. But having your name as a URL with some content in there does two things for you. Number one, it adds credibility to all the things. So now not only do you have your name, your phone number, you can have Brian at brianbasilico.com. And so you can have your own email address. You have your own website address now on your business cards as well. And you can put anything that you want in there. You could put videos on there if you want to do a video saying, hey, you know, I'm Joe and I'm in between work, but I've been really excellent at doing this, and these are all the things that I've achieved, and I'd love for you to take a look at my resume. It's sitting up on LinkedIn. Here's a link to it. Boom, you can do that. So you can easily put up a simple little video using your smartphone, put it up on YouTube, and then embed that right on that one page. You can put your resume in a PDF form on that one page. You can do, imagine all the different things that you can do. It's not that hard. And there's lots of videos online that will show you how to do it. I would recommend, if possible, to use WordPress because it's expandable and it will grow with you if you decide to do anything more with it. If you don't decide to do anything more with it, that's fine. You know, but now you've got the trifecta. So if you're networking, people can see all the things that you have. And that there's a place for them, and it doesn't take, you know, sending emails back and forth, which a lot of times can be cumbersome. So one of the things that I do when I go to networking events is everybody's there passing out cards. And if I meet somebody for the first time and I get their card, I bring it back, and I take a look at their card, make sure it's got their name, their phone number, and their email address. And what I do is I don't enter it into a database. I used to have a card scanner, and I'd scan these things. And I have this whole pile of them sitting on my desk. And they go into a database, and, of course, I do nothing with the database. So now what I've learned to do is I bring the business card back home, and I send an email directed at the person. And all I say in there is, hey, very nice to meet you at the networking event. If there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know, and thank you very much. And that's it. But below that, I've linked all of my stuff, my podcast, my social media, my websites. And I say websites because I have lots. I've got a website for B2B Interactive Marketing. I've got one for the Bacon Podcast. I've got one for It's Not About You, It's About Bacon, my books. I've got brianbasilico.com, and then I've got a whole bunch of other very focused websites, one for realtors, one for photographers, and so I've got very niched out things. So I've got all these different properties, but I only put about four or five in the email. So they can, if they decide that they want to connect with me in any way, shape, or form, they can find me on social media, connect up that way. They can connect up on LinkedIn. They can, you know, go to my website, subscribe to my podcast, do whatever they want to do. If they want to, they can. If they don't, they don't have to. I'm not forcing them. All I'm saying is I'm here to help you. Let me know. And then I take their card, and rather than file it anymore, I take it and I throw it in the recycle bin. Yes, we recycle a lot here. So that way the card's off my desk. The responsibility is off my shoulders. And if that person has something they would like to continue a conversation with me about, now they have the opportunity because they have every possible connection point with me. So that's one of the things that I do, you know, to try to minimize the burden on me, but also to maximize connecting with people who really want to connect. So getting back to your brand, do you understand what your brand is? Do you really understand what your essence is? I'd really like you to take some time and think about that. You know, is what is your brand essence? My brand essence is I teach people how to use social media to make more money, period. That's it. And I know very clearly what it is. Now, when I go into a networking group, they have very specific things that they ask. And in one particular networking group, everybody who shows up gets to give a short speech, 1-minute speech about their business. And there are some key things inside of that speech that you need to be aware of. Now, you can take this and you can go to other ones and maybe it's narrowed down a little bit. So the first one is, hi, my name is Brian Basilico. I am the owner of B2B Interactive Marketing. What I do is I help companies generate more revenue through the correct use of social media and online marketing. I'm looking for anybody who's interested in learning more about how to use LinkedIn. And then there's, again, you reintroduce yourself. I'm Brian Basilico with B2B Interactive Marketing. And then there's a tagline. And I show you why and teach you how. So we have who you are, your company, what it is that you do for other businesses, what you're looking for if you're looking for any kind of things. And in this place, you could say, if you're in transition, I'm looking for an accounting position in a company with a $5 to $10 million gross revenue that is in need of immediate accounting help, and so on and so forth. And then have a tagline for yourself. Have something, you know, Captain Crunch, I crunch numbers, you know, whatever it is. You come up with something creative that makes you memorable. It's that thing that makes you stand out. So creating a tagline for yourself is an awesome thing to do. So if you go to another networking meeting and they don't quite give you that, you know, full hour, full minute, then you can just take pieces of that and say, hi, I'm Brian Basilico with B2B Interactive Marketing. I do social media training and consulting. I show you why and teach you how. Boom, done. You know, so that's, if you only get a short introduction, you can take pieces of that, but you have the main ones. They know who you are, they know what you do, and they have your tagline. So you can use all of those together. And that's going to help you build your brand. So the thing that you have to think about while you're doing this is there's three pieces of this. There's authority, authenticity, and advocate. All right? Authenticity. You have to be shown as a recognized expert, not somebody that lost their job or is in transition or something like that. You have to show authority so everybody gets your brand from that standpoint. Is I am one of the best accountants to ever hit QuickBooks. I make QuickBooks sing. And believe me, you couldn't carry a tune before I got there. You have to find something that shows that you really know what it is that you're talking about in your business. That's what your brand is. Authenticity, you have to be transparent, okay? If you've done some really great things, you know, be humble about it, but, you know, be honest about it. It's like, you know, if you made a company or saved a company $2 million, then, and it's money that they probably would have spent because if you didn't have that system, you were the person who developed it, that you saved them $2 million or they made $2 million more, then you can walk in and say, you know, I've helped companies reduce their expenses by over $2 million. And so I've more than paid for myself in the course of my tenure at that company. If you saved them $995 and you save $2 million, that's not good because people can find this stuff out eventually. So the key thing is you have to act like you have done something special. Now, I can say that I have helped a company. I've helped lots of companies, but I helped one company increase the number of visitors to their website from 300 a month to 3,000 a month, and I've helped them increase their annual revenue by over 50%. And that, those are real numbers with a real person that I have a testimonial from. So that is, you know, that's the authenticity thing, is that this is, I'm basically saying that I am not just saying I'm the best in social media. I can prove that I'm making other people money, because that's where the differentiator comes in, because there's a lot of people talking about social media, but if they're not, you know, social media is really awesome, but if people aren't making any money with it, then what's the point? Because that's what a business is about, right? It's about making profits. So the authenticity comes from the ability for me to be able to show these people that have already succeeded with the things that I've taught them. And then finally, the last piece of this puzzle is to be an advocate, okay? Is to be an advocate to fill in the gaps in the marketplace where you especially shine. So you have to show people, you know, that you've got people's backs and you're willing to go the extra mile for their success. You know, that it's not all about you, that it's about them. That's why talking about, you know, how you help other people generate income, it's just awesome. How you help other people save money is incredible. You know, it's also helpful if you're part of any kind of nonprofits or boards or things of that nature, so you're advocating into the community in other ways. So being that advocate means that you're really there to help other people do what they need to do, not about getting you business. And that's one of the things that I've learned. If you help other people succeed, you'll never have to look for another customer because they'll come finding you. So if you're the person that's going to, you know, a lot of companies look at just raw expense. You know, all I got is raw expense, and that's not going to be helpful. What you need is you need to be the person that pays for themselves, that generates income in one way, shape, or form. And you have to look for that. Maybe not every position is going to be that. But in one way, shape, or form, if a company is making money, you're part of that. So you've got to be able to show ways that you can be looked at as an advocate for whatever the company is trying to accomplish. So those are kind of the cornerstones of brands. So back to your brand. You as a brand. So now that we've kind of talked through all of this stuff, you realize that it has to be memorable, right? It has to be something that people can remember. I show you why and teach you how. It has to be portable, all right? Meaning that it has to transcend anything, whether you're putting it in print, whether you're saying it in person, whether it's sitting up on a web page, whether you're being interviewed on a radio show, any of those kind of things. It has to be portable. It has to be work across all those medias. And then it has to be shareable. You know, it has to be, if somebody was looking for, let's say you're looking for that accounting job, and you have to make it so that the other person can say something. It's like, oh, I know Joe, and he saved companies up to $2 million, and he's the Captain Crunch of number crunchers. You know, so you've got that brand set up that other people can remember it, so when the opportunity arises, that they can be your brand advocate. They can be the person sharing that message. So it has to be memorable, portable, and shareable. So all of those things combined. Now you have to go back and think to yourself, okay? You know, what is my brand? What makes me stand out? And this all goes for if you're running your own business too. You know, if you're in social media, you're in photography, you know, what is going to make you stand out from all the other photographers that are out there? What's going to make you stand out from all the other realtors that are out there? And if you find that niche, if you find those special characteristics that can make you stand out, now you're one up on everybody else because you've got something that's measurable, that's portable, that's memorable, that's shareable, that other people will be able to reciprocate by giving your name to somebody when somebody's looking for that. It's the way that you get into my golden Rolodex, is by being somebody of character, authority, authenticity, advocate. You get there because I know that if I give your name out to somebody else, my brand isn't going to take a hit because I gave somebody a clunker or a dud. I have to make sure that if I give, and that's why I usually, when I give out names, I try to give out at least three at a time. Because that way then the person who is doing or wants a service done for them can go through all three and say, okay, let me talk to all three, and this one sounds like they're a best fit for me. Because if I just give one name and that person isn't a good fit, or the person bombs, or there's some kind of blow up between the two, then it's like I recommended somebody bad. And then they won't trust me anymore with the recommendations that I give them. Now, if I give them three and it still blows up, you know, at least I can go back and say, hey, I'm sorry it didn't work out. You know, that's why I gave you three, because hopefully you would find the right person. You know, you might want to try one of the other two and see if maybe they're a better fit for you. And so that way you've created a bond with the person that's saying, you know, I'm trying to help you as best I can, but I can't do the work for you. I can't give you the right answers. You know, you have to be a participant in this this job. So think of yourself and your brand in these ways. Is how am I going to be able to stand out from the crowd? How am I going to be able to build credibility? How am I going to look like the person who is the authority on this particular thing? Don't be afraid of being cocky without, you know, but don't be boastful. But be sure of yourself in a way that it's going to stand out, that people are going to know that you know what you're talking about, that you ooze confidence. I don't know what ood is. It's kind of like food without the F-O. It's ood. So make sure that your brand is the one that sticks out, because a lot of times in some of these networking groups that are open networking groups, ones that there are two different kinds that I go to, one where it's industry exclusive. You can only have one realtor, one plumber, one insurance person, whatever it is. And then there's other ones that are wide open west where you could have, I mean, there's sometimes you're sitting at a table and there's four realtors and there's five marketers and social media people at the same time. So the key thing that you have to do is say, I am the one that does this. Don't be offended at the fact that somebody says, you know, I do websites. I do websites too. I do them better than you. No. What you got to do is you got to say, they do websites, but I do help companies generate more income by the proper use of online marketing and social media. So doing websites or making companies money, which one would you rather work with? Well, you probably look at them both, right? But when brass tacks comes down to brass taxes, if one person can help you make more money and the other person just makes a pretty website, which one do you want? It just depends on your needs and your goals. So I hope you guys found this helpful. And in the occasion where I find myself guestless, I will try to do some more of the same. I would love to hear your feedback. So you can email me at bbasilico@me.com. I would especially love it if you would go and learn some more of this stuff. I have podcasts about branding that you can go back and listen to, and I've got blogs about it. And so you can find my podcast at baconpodcast.com. You can also find the blogs at b2b-im.com. That's B the number 2, b-im.com/blogs. And you'll find all my blogs in there. I would love if you would go to iTunes and find this show, give it a review. Go to the Bacon Podcast, listen to some of those, and give it a review on iTunes. You have to do it in the iTunes app. And follow me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, wherever. We're not connected. Let's get connected. Join my email list at B2B and Bacon Podcast. There's opportunities for free downloads that'll get you additional information on a weekly basis and let you know what's coming up. So I appreciate your time, your energy, and listening to the show. I hope this was helpful to you. And I will be back next week with another topic. Hope and Jan is going to be back joining us soon. So thanks again for your attention, and we will talk to you guys same bat time, same bat station, next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's today's BLT, Business Life Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.